Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, New Pacific 3 Eastern, Sunday 3 Pacific 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. It is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? Tonight, Collision and Dynamite. Wait a second. Is that right? Jeez. Oh, man. We got a lot to get into here today. We got seven segments announced for tonight's AEW. We'll get into those when we come back from the break. And obviously the big news of the day, which we'll start with, is the story of New Japan ownership changing hands. Bushiroad has transferred all shares in the promotion to TV Asahi and Cyber Agent. So for the first time since 2012, ownership has changed hands again. So we'll tell you about what that means, doesn't mean, at least what they claim, and we'll go from there. So obviously that's the big story. Then we have more on the Vince McMahon lawsuit, the shareholder lawsuit related to Endeavor's acquisition of WWE. Vince and Nick Khan, Paul Levesque, Michelle Wilson, George Barrios all being sued regarding the 2023 sale/merger process. So we'll tell you what the latest is in that. Got some Best of the Super Juniors notes. We got update on Ludwig Kaiser, who has the biggest match of his career coming up this weekend. Will he make it? We'll tell you about that. We've also got some notes on Brock Lesnar, MLW pay-per-views, and of course in the final segment of the show, we will do the NXT TV report. So a lot to get into here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
This report is sponsored by IBM. As AI transforms how work gets done, a new IBM CEO study finds success will depend on how quickly organizations redesign their workforce. CEOs agree, people are the priority. 83% of CEOs say AI success depends more on people's adoption than the technology. But many organizations are still struggling to redesign roles, build new skills, and rethink how teams collaborate. This gap is already showing up in the workplace. CEOs say only 25% of employees are using AI as part of their jobs, even though 86% believe their workforce have the skills to collaborate with AI. Looking ahead, CEOs expect the impact on jobs to accelerate. By 2028, 29% of employees may need reskilling for different roles, while 59% will likely require upskilling to perform their current roles more effectively. The findings suggest the real challenge isn't just adopting AI, it's aligning jobs, skills, and ways of working with the speed of AI transformation. To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
Sometimes life changes, and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is, no cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
On the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. What's that look on your face for today?
Brian, you sound exhausted. And it is only the middle of the day. Are you doing all right? Too much news for you?
You got a haircut.
An overload.
You got a haircut.
I got more than one haircut. You want to know what happened?
Lots of hair, Mitch? What happened?
No. I should have. I went to No Doubt last week at the Sphere.
I heard.
Yeah, and I watched their performance, and it was awesome. But I saw some like social media footage of myself afterwards on my wife's Instagram and Facebook. And I was like, good Lord. I felt so bad for her for having to.
You're on this show on video twice a week. You didn't notice your hair?
It was the overall look.
I mean, I look at my overall look every single day. I don't do anything about it.
I was disappointed in her decision-making skill.
Your gimmick is Filthy Tom Lawler. Whatever, it looks good. Hey, let's do some shout-outs here. Want to wish a happy birthday to old Sandman on the chat. Looks like he's 40 today, although I think he typed something wrong there. But I think he's 40. So happy birthday to Sandman. He actually, I sat with him at WrestleMania 2 years ago, actually. So hopefully he has a great day. And also, I want to do a big congratulations to Aubrey Rimmert, who won the Missouri State Championship second year in a row, track and field, the javelin throw, threw 140 feet.
Wow.
You may be asking why. Coach Walton, who is a previous prediction show winner, he called in at the beginning of the year, and he predicted that she would win the state championship.
Wow.
And also, he predicted that Athena's title reign would beat Roman Reigns and Hulk Hogan's title reigns. So if that happens, he will be a two-time prediction show winner. I think it's inevitable.
Well,
so
how
congratulations
close are we
to Aubrey and Coach Walton.
How close are we to Athena's record?
I don't know. Anyone have the stats? Somebody can get them for me here.
Right now.
All right, you do that while I talk about the big story here, which is not your hair. So obviously, the big story today, the ownership of New Japan at changing hands. Bushiroad has transferred all shares to TV Asahi and Cyber Agent. New Japan now a consolidated subsidiary. That's too many big words for me today.
Consolidated subsidiary of TV Asahi.
Thank you. TV Asahi, New Japan's longtime broadcast partner, already owned 22.7% of the shares. Bushiroad owns 70% of New Japan. Transfer shares were broken down to basically 46.3%. The share value transfer is approximately $22.6 million. So if you look at like the value of WWE and AEW and these big American promotions, that's a freaking steal for New Japan right there. Cyber Agent already owns Noah, DDT, and Tokyo Joshi Pro. And also the streaming platform ABEMA, which right now is broadcasting WWE content in Japan, which is very interesting. Although WWE programming is moving to Netflix at the end of this year. So very likely New Japan may end up on that streaming service there as well.
And well, Brian, yes. hold on.
Yes, yes.
Because I want to make this quite clear that it is Cyber Agent that bought these shares of New Japan. It is not Cyber Fight.
Well, Cyber Fight is Cyber Agent's subsidiary.
Correct. However, they are separate. They are not.
Okay.
That is a big distinction.
I didn't argue it. I just said thank you, Tom. Now, what does this mean? Well, apparently those in New Japan have basically been told business as usual. Best of the Super Juniors continuing. The relationship with Stardom is continuing. Everything is just continuing on. And the feeling is it'll probably be a positive for everybody. There were a lot of people in New Japan who were not exactly the biggest fans of Bushiroad and decisions Bushiroad had made. There's apparently going to be more money put into New Japan for various things, although a lot of people just sign new deals, so I'm not sure how that's going to benefit them imminently, but very likely there will be more TV Asahi specials. I mean, everyone seems to be rather bullish on this whole sale. Yes,
well, they have been a partner of TV Asahi since the 70s, so that is not a new partner for them. They have done business with Cyber Fight and Cyber Agent many times in the past, but Bushiroad itself is a card game company, right? And Cyber Agent is much different. They are much more versed in the world of media and digital media especially, and one of the biggest gripes that I have with New Japan as a fan is that New Japan World sucks. Wow. It's awful. And it was so bad I had to get rid of it because most of the time it wouldn't even work. I couldn't watch shows live. It was a horrific, horrible, buggy experience. And I was actually driven to the point to get rid of it. And
it's funny you say that.
Wrestle Universe is much, much better product from what I understand.
Wow. I have never had a problem with New Japan World ever. I mean,
I've had All Japan World. I've had BJW Core. I have had all of them. And New Japan World was by far the worst.
Wow.
You can't search for anything. You can't find anything. Some of the stuff they don't even have. Where's my Ultimate Crush matches? Huh?
I'm sure those will be moved immediately to this new streaming service. You know, we got a few people, like Funk Monk says, it works perfectly for me. I will agree with Sticker Reds here, who says the wacky breaking up matches by chapter, that's a little bit weird. Like, you have to, you know, actually, it's kind of convenient in some ways, but it's sort of weird if you want to just sit there and watch a show. But I've never had a problem streaming New Japan World Live. I've never had a problem with the service, but
I have.
I'm sorry you have,
multiple
Tom.
Times.
Maybe this will be much better now. But yeah,
I hope it is.
The ownership has changed. There's a big article by Dave up on the front page right now for subscribers, WrestlingObserver.com, if you want to read all of his thoughts on it. I'm sure he'll have a lot to say about that tonight. But again, the belief internally is that things will just continue on as they have continued on. And if there are any changes, they are believed to probably be positive changes. More money coming in, and, you know.
There's also the fact, Brian, that Bushiroad continues to own Stardom. They have said that there will be no change in the partnership between Stardom and New Japan. And I believe Bushiroad kind of also stated that they'll continue to use the licenses from New Japan for some of their games. And like, really, if you think about it, the fact that they have that Bushiroad continues to have that Stardom license and the Stardom company, they could use that to great effect in their card games. Though Stardom is like, you know, it's heavily faction based. There's huge, larger than life characters. And that's the kind of thing that presents itself to these digital card games.
All right, we'll have more on this tonight as noted, but we got to talk about Vince and his shareholder lawsuit, which is another big story. Group of shareholders. Are you one of these, by the way?
I don't think I can get in on this, right? I purchased my shares after.
So. They are suing McMahon, Nick Khan, Paul Levesque, Michelle Wilson, and George Barrios. They are not suing WWE nor TKO. They're suing these individuals, stating that basically they all conspired to get a deal that would allow Vince McMahon to retain power. What are you doing?
Why is the camera on me?
Sometimes
it happens, Tom. I've been talking for like a minute.
Relax, brother. So what do you got to do your hair? So they the claim is that they conspired to do a sale that would allow Vince McMahon to remain in power and potentially passed up on better offers, which, of course, would have, in theory, affected shareholders, although there's a lot I can say about this lawsuit. So I guess I'll do that after the break. Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Responsible. Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Bringing the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. So this lawsuit thing, which I don't think you can get in on, Tom. I know you're trying. So the story is that Vince wanted to remain in power, and so he accepted not the highest bid so that they could sell to a place that would give him a job, correct?
That's what it sounds like to me.
Okay. Okay. So I got a few questions here. Like, obviously, this is a publicly traded company, and so you do have a...
Obligation to shareholders.
Sure, exactly. But, like, I'm trying to figure out a way to say this without making it, like... Okay, let's say that...
Here we go. It's not what this is about.
No,
it's not about what...
I haven't even given my analogy yet, you moron. Would you listen to me? Let's say there's a... Pick the most horrible person in the world right now. You?
Javon okay. Evans.
What'd you say?
Javon Evans.
How dare you?
No, Maidman Penta.
Okay, let's say that I own a publicly traded company, okay? Let's say I own a publicly traded company and I want to sell, and a bunch of people put out bids, different companies, but then the person who bids the most money is the Green River Killer. He somehow came into some money, okay?
Quite a story.
Do I have to sell to the Green River Killer because he offered the most money? I'm not saying that whoever bid the most is a terrible, but I'm just saying, like, as a business owner, even in a publicly traded company, if a bunch of people make some bids, and it's not like, you know, they were all close, you know, they were all relatively close. I have to go with the highest bidder. There's like no circumstance in which I, as the owner, can go, I'm not really sure I want that one. Is that what we're talking about here? That's my question. Answer that.
I think the issue is that he sold to a lower bidder to remain in power after the sale. It is not so much that he sold to a lower bidder for the good of the future of the company.
But as the majority shareholder, he's not allowed... Like... Obviously, he was going to want to sell somewhere where he'd have a job, right? My question is, like, that's not allowed. If I decide to sell whatever, and it's like, I want to sell so that I can still keep doing this show, but, like, the higher bidder by $7,000 is like, nah, we're going to get rid of you. It's like, well, I guess I'm done. I mean, I guess you have to? Like, we all know he wanted to stay in power. I mean, that's a part of the thing that's like, that's a revelation that he sold to somewhere that would like keep him in power. Which, well, by the way, he didn't end up in power,
okay.
Which is
clearly there's some thought process there that there is a bidder that could have bought the company and taken it in a direction that would have resulted in bigger gains for the shareholders.
But right? Again, that is like, how do you prove that? Are you doing poorly as a TKO shareholder at that sale?
Hey, let me put it this way. When you're deleting stuff and getting rid of messages left and right, what does that tell you?
Well, obviously...
It probably tells you that...
There's clearly a shady aspect to this, don't get me wrong. And that's part of the story here. The judge has ruled that McMahon and Khan, quote, acted recklessly by using the messaging app Signal and changing their settings so that messages would automatically delete after a short period of time.
Seems like a TKO issue.
Destruction
of
evidence.
Seems like a TKO problem. Hey, how about the fact that Ari Emanuel's nephew or whoever never stole that phone from Dana White? That they just found that phone in the back of Dana White's car? You know about that?
Yeah. Just found it. Listen, guys, I'm not defending Vince or Nick Khan or any of these people. I'm just asking a legal question here. What is allowed and what is not allowed I mean, is it really that if you are a publicly traded company and a certain company, which maybe you want nothing to do with, maybe the people that own it you find despicable, whatever, like you're forced to sell to that company because they made the highest offer. Is that the law? That's my question. Tom's looking it up. Ask whatever. That Grok thing.
Yeah. Disregarded higher, potentially more lucrative cash bids to ensure that he maintained his standing.
I know that. I'm asking the legality of it. This is a lawsuit.
And he pre-planned the Endeavor deal ahead of the bidding process so that it wasn't a real bidding process, rejected cash offers, and destructed evidence. These are all things that you cannot do.
Well, obviously you can't destroy evidence, but I'm just asking about the idea of... Oh, who cares? You're not going to answer my question. If anybody knows the answer to this, send me an email. I want to know what... I want to hear from a lawyer about the legalities of all
this.
Well,
you're going to hear from a Lawler instead. How about that?
I understand. I don't want to hear from a Lawler. I want to hear from a lawyer. Did I not make that clear? So anyway, they're going to trial June 8th. And Vince McMahon, Nick Khan, Paul Levesque, Ari Emanuel, Mark Shapiro, and others will all be testifying. So that's very interesting. So we'll have some answers in 2 weeks, right? Correct.
Oh,
what,
bro? Just the first thing on the lawsuit. The plaintiffs contend that a corporation's controlling stockholder steered a sale of the company to his longtime friend. In return, the controlling stockholder received a senior role at the post-transaction company and help dealing with a federal investigation into his alleged sexual misconduct.
Well, that's certainly shady, that part.
Discovery revealed that the controlling stockholder and the company's senior officers communicated using ephemeral messages.
I like that word, ephemeral.
Hey.
Ludwig Kaiser is allowed to travel, but he must appear in person for all future court dates and abide by all previous conditions of his bond, like not being allowed to have any contact with the alleged victim, not consuming alcohol to the point of intoxication, and not using any drugs unless prescribed by a doctor. Says nothing about, what was the term they used about how they were making out?
I don't know. Aggressive, yes.
Something.
It was.
Aggressive. Anyway. So he can go to Mexico. He's going to be there for the big mask versus mask match.
What a story. This Ludwig Kaiser. Like, he makes out with his incredibly hot Hispanic girlfriend and then punches some guy out.
Yeah. That's what happened. Allegedly.
Gets bailed out by the...
Did he really get bailed out by Gunther?
That is what the court documents said. Gunther Hahn.
Oh, my God. That is incredible.
They don't want to... I think it's... They gotta seal that. Can't kill that gimmick.
Too late. His name isn't Gunther Hahn. It's Walter Hahn.
That's what I meant. Sorry.
Okay. Because Gunther was like... Wasn't that like...
Yeah.
His grandfather or something?
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Or no. Didn't he have... I can't remember the whole details. There was something. Remember they were going to name him after somebody who ended up being a Nazi?
Yeah, it was like... I think there was a last name attached to that Gunther.
Oh, that's right. Wasn't it Gunther Stark or something? What was it? But they dropped the last name eventually. But I think Gunther was actually the name of like his grandfather. So are you sure you read it wrong and it wasn't Gunther's grandfather that bailed out Ludwig Kaiser?
No, I read it correctly
yesterday. Just checking. Yeah, he's been bailed out, so.
Well, he's been in Mexico over the weekend.
Well, I know that.
Like he didn't go back into jail.
Well, I don't know what he did in Mexico, brother. I don't know.
He got into that brawl with the other El Grande, and instead of canceling the match, Rey Mysterio was like, "You're going back in the clink."
I don't know what's legal or not legal at this point, so. Popular WWE superstar and legend, it says here, Brock Lesnar... He's doing a meet and greet in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, did you see what it's for?
Park Home Hardware.
No. What he's promoting.
It says here.
It's like wooden grill pellets.
Is that right?
Almost positive.
Just the fact that I've never heard of Brock Lesnar even doing a meet and greet for any circumstance, not for UFC, not for WWE. Now he is going to be at Emerald Park Home Hardware in Saskatchewan hosting a meet and greet tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. Stop by, it says, for a pic and an autograph and maybe a hot dog. I don't know. But he's going to be there.
This reminds me of when there was a contest held.
I hope Obafemi shows up.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. There was a contest held. It might have even been by Walmart. And it was like, whatever place gets the most votes, Pitbull will hold a concert there. So, of course, the internet sends Pitbull to middle of nowhere, Alaska, where it's just like Inuit natives.
Wow.
And that guy went up there and he lit it on fire. Mr. 305.
How about that? So, well, I remember when Time Magazine had the person of the year.
Oh, Dana White?
No.
Dana White is on the cover of Time Magazine currently.
Now?
Yes.
As a person of the year? Or just because he's on
the cover? No, he's just on the cover.
Well, anyway, the internet people got Ric Flair, and then the Howard Stern people got Hank, Angry Drunken Dwarf. As the top two, I believe, back in about 1998.
You know, Hank the Angry Drunken Dwarf, also former resident of Fall River, Massachusetts. Me and him, a lot in common.
Wow, maybe you can get a room at McMenamin's named after you. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
What the heck is going on here? There we go. Back here Wrestling on the show. Live. Hey!
The air.
Why don't you take us through this NXT report?
All right. NXT on the old CW. We started off with Ren Sinclair accompanied by Kendall Gray. Once again, facing off with Kalani Jordan, who had brutalized her injured knee weeks ago. Jordan jumped her before the match even began, much to the chagrin of everyone except for Booker T. He was into it. Kalani worked over the knee repeatedly. She'd go back to it whenever Ren would be able to muster up some offense. Every single time Ren would get going, she would stop and do this like hand pose. Every single time. It was killing me. And Kalani would kill her every time she did it. Kalani did a sweet half crab using the top rope, tearing at the meniscus of Ren Sinclair.
Yeah, she's coming back from that injury we couldn't figure out how she got.
No. You and Dave couldn't figure out how she got it.
How'd she get it?
She jumped off the apron onto Kalani Jordan a few weeks ago on NXT and immediately injured it. Kalani took her out, targeted that knee for like 10 minutes during the entire match, beat her up, and she's been injured since then. That's why she was injured last week, because of the match the week before.
Maybe I missed a show somewhere.
You did miss a show. It was.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks for clearing it up for me.
Well, you're welcome. Could have used a video recap, perhaps.
Probably could have.
Kalani missed the split leg and moonsault. Ren almost got the roll-up victory. Kalani locked on the lasso from El Paso. And Ren tapped out. That's what it was.
I know.
I love that move.
It's wacky.
It's pro wrestling.
Kalani's a shooter now. She just tapped out Ren QCC's
Bro,
hold top
on.
Name.
She tapped out the champ with a wrist lock. She tapped out Lola Vice, remember? Before Lola Vice won the title.
Did I miss that show
she
too?
She submitted her with a wrist lock. She's been a shooter for weeks.
Wow.
Just like Anthony Bowens.
I think I missed
and Will,
the show.
And Will Ospreay now.
Freaking lost. Hate that.
Her and Will Ospreay became shooters at the same time.
That happens.
Tatum and Lizzie Rain were hanging out when Shiloh Hill showed up with his Mr. NXT petition. Mr. England ran down Lizzie and Shiloh. Then Lizzie said she's going redhead hunting. And Shiloh joined her. Dude, this Shiloh Hill. What is he wearing? He's got his Team Punishment top hat on.
What is he
He's
wearing?
He's got some vest with like
that's
the American
the least
flag
of my
and
questions
eagle.
About this guy.
I love him.
He's definitely unique.
He's wacky.
But he's no Tristan Angels.
Oh, Tristan Angels.
That guy's awesome.
Dark State minus Saquon Sugars, because they beat him up last week, talked about how they were real athletes and Sugars was just some indie
he's
wrestler.
He's just an indie geek.
Just an indie wrestler. They talked big and loud without really saying anything of great importance. And then when they left, Sugars appeared in the audience.
They just basically said that they're coming back.
Bro, but they said it for like 5 minutes.
I know.
They never left.
Did Sugars really appear in the audience?
Yeah, when they did the Dark State flashing thing, he was standing in the audience.
I missed that. Well, where the hell was he the rest of the show? They were running roughshod all night.
He was at the end, too.
Okay.
Callie Armstrong and Lola Vice were in the trainer's room while Ren Sinclair was icing down Kendall Gray. Speed International tournament for a shot at the fastest man alive, Lexus King. So we had a full speed tournament today. Sean Legacy from the USA taking on Dorian Van Dukes from Belgium. This was
I think they're all really from the USA right now. Questioning this international aspect of this. I thought this match was good.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, Dave. I liked it. That's all I know.
I thought there was a couple things that they, I don't know.
Well, the issue
it was fine enough.
I liked it. You sure was this match and not the other match?
I think it was both of them.
Well, it was definitely. Listen,
Nathan Frazier definitely screwed something
yes,
up there.
Yes, Nathan Frazier. I'm a big fan, but his gimmick is to go really, really fast. And the problem is, when you go really, really fast, you invariably, like, botch three spots in every match, which is what happened in a three-minute match. So, this one I thought was good.
My biggest issue was with this one, I guess, was the, it was just like spots. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it's a three-minute speed match. How much of a story do you want? The story is it's a 3-minute bunch of moves to try to get a winner, which they didn't get, by the way.
It's not, you know, it's not hard to tell a story if you have a storyboard. But this was just like thing. Oh, we had an idea for a finish, so we did a bunch of
they
stuff.
Did?
And then, yeah, it was a non-finish.
They got a
that
time
was the idea.
With a draw.
So it was like, so it's like they just did a bunch of stuff to fill up that time.
That's what happened.
Hey.
Both eliminated from the tournament, so the winner of Romeo and Nathan Frazier was the winner of the tournament, the one-night tournament.
Yes. Layla Diggs was backstage. She was thanked by Natty for standing up for her against Jada Parker. Natty asked to accompany her to the ringside for her match tonight. I thought, like, Layla Diggs is a heel? Is that right? Natty's a heel here? Because usually when you stand up for the legend, it's like a babyface move, but they had this match and Natty was ringside and Jada just beat up Layla Diggs. Layla Diggs did a backflip out of a clothesline and then hit a neck breaker. Right. Yes. Go ahead.
Can't
please.
They just teach these people how to wrestle? As soon as they mentioned she was a tumbler, I was like, oh, here we go. Are we going to have a spot with the splits? Golly, we did. Are we going to have a spot that involves a back handspring into an elbow? Sure as heck we did. It's like, oh my God. Layla Diggs has got a ton of charisma, but like she's got a long way to go. And I hope that Natty is legitimately training her because this flipping and jumping, I felt like Dave watching that Javon match when I watched this one.
Well, she's got an awesome moonsault, but she missed it. Got hit with the hypnotic hip attack, a sky high, and Miss Parker was the winner quite easily. Then the Birthright was interviewed by Blake Howard. Lexus King said Charlie Dempsey is going to tear Shiloh Hill limb from limb tonight. Grotesque, if you ask me. That's quite a promise.
Although, if you're going to tear one guy in this company limb from limb, I mean, Shiloh would probably make the most of it.
Isn't that what happens when, like, praying mantises mate?
Well, they eat them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Next week, he will continue to be the fastest man alive. Fraxium came in, argued about the Soccer World Cup. Just to show you how much Nathan Frazier cares about this title. I was pissed, actually, by this. By Nathan Frazier and Axiom just talking about soccer instead of the speed title. What does that tell you?
What it tells you is you missed the joke, which I'm not going to say. Which I'm not going to say was a funny joke, but the entire World Cup conversation was related to how Spain was going to lose because Axiom is Spaniard. So they have to do one of these goofy things at every segment, even if it has nothing to do with the match that's coming up. I'm not advocating for it. Just telling you.
I'll tell you who else is going to lose on this World Cup. North America. Tony D had something to say. They will. We're taking a bath, buddy.
I don't care!
Tony D had something to say. Next week, it's him versus the new hotshot Cam Hendricks. Naraku came to the ring, said he is there to make sure Tony stays champion because it's their destiny to go to war. Cam Hendricks then came out, said Tony D has 7 days left because next week it's lights Cam action for the title. Naraku beat him up and then bowed to Tony D and left. So I was left happy. The fans don't want to boo evil anyways.
Guys.
So,
do I have to explain this to all of you? Do you realize what's going on here? Which I could not even believe my eyes. Evil's gimmick in WWE is he will not allow any interference. That's what's happening here. Those were his exact words. I will not allow anyone to get involved. I went, is that right, Evil? Wow. Okay. I mean, I'm fine with that, but...
How long is that going to last?
An incredible irony.
Who's going to show up? What's the guy's name? Noxious Gas or something? Who is it?
Nox Raijin.
Oh, yes. That's it. So, Miles Bourne, Tavion Heights argued backstage, and they got beat up by Dark State. Tate Wilder and Vanity Project had a verbal altercation backstage. I don't like any of these people.
Oh, I love the Vanity Project.
Oh, yeah, but you're not designed to like them.
If Tate beats Jackson Drake, there's going to be problems. God.
Romeo Moreno pinned Nathan Frazier in an upset. He hit a step-up splash to the floor. Frazier went for a superplex, but his foot slipped. He held on anyways, went for the finish. Romeo reversed it into a small package, got the win. Fraxium shook Romeo and Noam Dar's hands after, and I assume this was like a passing of the torch for low-card Europeans on NXT. Izzy Dane was wondering where Spears was. Nico Vance didn't know. Mason Rook went face-to-face with Naraku backstage. And then Spears jumped OTM as they were coming out to make their entrance for the match. Refs all came out, separated it. Nico was confused. Then
they went to the back so fast and just moved on from this potential match.
Sarah goes, well, it appears that match won't be taking place tonight. It's like, they're still fighting. How do you know OTM can't make it?
This was so rushed. This was like a TNA segment. We just needed Mike TNA to go, to the back!
So, Callie was interviewed by Sarah. All these women walked by. Thea was like, you know, that's everyone's dream to be double champion. And Callie's like, yeah, it might be your dream, but I can make it a reality. Shiloh Hill asked Zarya to sign his petition. He told her to be worried about Lizzie Rain. He left. Lizzie,
the only problem with
Zarya.
This storyline is like, why does this guy want to be Mr. NXT?
He just wants to do it to get under Tristan Tate's. No, who?
Tristan Angels, you idiot.
Tristan Tate's a real person, actually.
Not in this company.
No. Oh, thank the Lord. So Team Punishment's own Shiloh Hill battled Charlie Dempsey, and he did a shoulder breaker at one point, and Vic goes, that was a Papa Shango-esque shoulder breaker, and Booker T lost it. He's channeling Papa Shango. He's been watching Papa Shango. He's watching Papa Shango. I've never heard so much excitement about Papa Shango in my life.
Well, Papa Shango, I mean, you know, he became the fighting machine, comma.
He also became the Godfather.
Well, I know, but, like, he's a shooter. That's the point.
Oh, that it does make sense. That's why Shiloh Hill's in Team Punishment. Yes. And he pinned Charlie Dempsey out of the butterfly underhook suplex. He had a face-off with Tristan Angels.
It looked so bad. And then Booker the hell was that? I was like, I don't know, man. It was weird.
Vic's like, well, it wasn't pretty, but it got the job done.
Thanks,
and
Vic.
It was like, I get the idea. Like, Dempsey was supposed to hold on to the butterfly, and he doesn't want to let go. He's so tenacious, and he gets pinned.
So he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looked like crap. Izzy Dame took on Lola Vice for the NXT Women's title in the main event. Ref got wiped out on a Baisaku knee from Izzy as she was going for Lola. They collided with double clothesline, and they were both down. They struck back and forth. Lola hit the back fist, but it took forever for the ref to get there, and Izzy kicked out. Dame grabbed the title, threw it at Lola, kicked her with a big boot. The title went right into Lola's face, but Lola kicked out at two. Then she was able to lock on a guillotine choke. Izzy got out, but Lola caught her once again with the spinning back fist. This time pinned her, got the win, danced to end the show, or so I thought, but instead, Dark State showed up, and Dark State was all about themselves as the show was about to end. And they said next week they're coming for all the gold. They're like the leprechaun. We want the gold. You remember that one? You see the leprechaun up in the tree? Say yeah. Well, Saquon Sugars was behind them up in the tree.
I do remember that news story, and it was absolutely incredible. It's still on YouTube right now, everybody. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, we got apparently Dynamite Collision tonight. Is that right? 3-hour block again? A lot announced. MJF celebrates his AEW World Title win. A lights out Philly street fight with Chris Statlander and Akarshi. That escalated very quickly. They broke up Sunday, and now we're having a lights out Philly street fight. So at least we're getting it over with. Ben's Owen Hart Foundation Tournament quarterfinal. Mark Davis and Jack Perry. Jericho and Ricochet. Everyone banned from ringside. I thought that was going to take place like at this July show or something in Canada, but apparently not. Adam Copeland and Christian Cage will do a five-second pose. We will hear from Kevin Knight and the fallout from Double or Nothing. So that's coming up tonight. And yeah, next week's NXT, Tony D and Cam Hendricks. Lights, Cam action. Alexis King against Romeo Moreno for the fastest man alive. Jackson Drake and your boy Tate Wilder. Lizzie Rain and Zarya. And Dark State faces Miles Bourne and Tavion Heights. So lots of stuff coming up. Jiminy Christmas. Well, we're going to wrap it up for today, everybody. I'll be back later on tonight with Dave, Wrestling Observer Radio. We'll talk a lot about New Japan and plenty more. Filthy Tom, what's today?
Today's Wednesday.
Can you do Friday?
This is like asking somebody to help you move.
It's end of the school
in front
year.
Of a bunch of other
There's
people.
There's a lot going on. I got to figure all this out.
Yeah,
but
I'll
hey,
be here.
We'll be around, everybody. But thanks, everybody, for listening. Nice haircut, Tom. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.
Thanks.